scared of you. They scared of what you represent to them.
All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut.
What you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things.
What's up?
Oh, shit, that's loud.
Whoa!
Turn your headphones down.
Yeah. Damn, that shit was loud. Fuck, I was like, whoa, that shit's vibrating in my head.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, I was like, oh, damn, Barry White.
It's a good thing I was quiet.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
Oh, shit. What's going on?
Nothing. Just a lot of work right now. Sun's back out and fucking ready to rock and roll. And
sun's out and everybody's moving, huh?
Yeah.
Everybody's working again.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's funny. It gets hot one day. It's like 85 and it's the end of the world, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, dude, what are you complaining about? It's just a little warm. That's all.
You were just complaining. It was cold.
Yeah, you were just complaining that you're fucking done with winter. Now you're fucking done with one day of heat.
Just can't be fucking happy, yeah, can you?
No fucking. There is no such thing as happy campers anymore.
People don't like change, man.
They don't. They don't, dude. It's like, fucking, I don't know why people, dude, it's weird because if you live your life like that, you'd probably smell like shit because you probably just turn your underwear inside out, right? Just like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, fuck, dude.
Oh, that's too funny. Well, episode 54.
Hey, I've got a question for you.
Oh, fuck, what?
Have you started reading your book yet?
Yes.
And?
I've only read the first chapter, but it's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it reads well. I got into it.
Really?
So we'll see. I mean, I'm going to read the route. I want to read more of it. So okay. It's at least that good.
All right.
So yeah. We talked about it on the last episode,
yes,
right?
The
Secret Machines.
The Secret Machines.
Tom DeLonge book. And the next thing I know, I'm getting a fucking Amazon package in the mail expecting some parts for a guitar. And then I open up the box and there's a book in there. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Jesse bought me a book.
Yeah, I was pleased the way they packaged it, though, because the tuners were on top of the book, right?
Yeah, well, the way I opened it, it happened to be that the stuff for the guitar was on top of the book, and the book was face down, so I didn't even know what it was. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I took the tuners out, and I pulled the book, I flipped it over, and I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
And my wife is like, what the fuck is happening? You just opened up a box from Amazon. What's going on? You're, like, freaking out. I was like, yeah, Jesse bought me the book. She's like, what fucking book? I'm like, oh, that's right. She hasn't heard the episode yet.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what's happening.
That's funny.
I thought it was pretty funny. So thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read it and I'll let you know whether or not it's worth
the. I'm thinking about getting the audio book of it so I can listen to it in the truck while I'm driving. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
It'd be a lot easier for me.
Yeah. It's hard stuff to read while you're driving.
Well, I don't read books unless they're, dude, it has to be a fucking good book. I got to get into it. If you don't catch me within the first couple pages, dude, fucking toss it. I'm not a huge book reader as it is, but when I do read a book and when I want to get into something, if you catch my attention within the first, you know, chapter, I'm usually sold, but.
Well,
yeah, it's
let me get a couple chapters into it and I'll let you know if it's worth going after.
As corny as he sounded in that whole fucking the Joe Rogan podcast,
right,
I was like, how can I do I really want to? You know? I mean, I just
like
want
I said,
I just want to know the bullshit, you know?
Let me get a couple of pages or a couple of chapters into it and I'll let you know if it's worth spending the money
on. Right. Again.
So again, yeah, because you already did.
Oh,
well, if it's not any good, I'll reimburse you for it.
Just send it to me. Send it back to me.
Yeah, send it back to you. Like, and, here,
but,
you can fucking have that.
But highlight all the good shit for me.
Oh, man. So what's new?
Nothing, dude. Just like nothing. I said, dude, just
hang on, just working.
Yeah, man. It just every day. It's a, it's the grind, you know?
Yeah.
I am happy, so, though. I am happy that the spring is, like, finally around. I mean, May showers and April showers and May flowers and all that bullshit. We did get a lot of rain, but now we've got a lot of concerts coming up, so.
You mean April showers and fucking May concrete work.
Exactly. April showers and fucking concrete work.
May construction.
Yeah.
But, fuck yeah, concerts are coming up.
Yeah, a lot of outdoor shit coming up. Yeah, next week.
Fuck yeah. So when this episode comes out, the next day. So those of you who are listening, tomorrow we will be at Slayer in California.
Right.
Fucking rocking. This should be an awesome show. I can't
fuck
wait.
Yeah. Fuck. Dude, I'm trying to figure out how long this motherfucker is going to be, dude.
It's going
to
be long. It starts at what, like 6 o'clock or something?
Yeah.
So it's going to go. I mean, you figure every band's going to play a minimum of 45 minutes.
Yeah. At least 45 to an hour.
Big bands they got. I can't imagine like Anthrax is going on before Slayer and they're not playing an hour.
Right.
So.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, they've got like six. I was reading Anthrax has like 16 albums, but I mean, they're not going to play anything that Joey Belladonna wasn't on.
It's Belladonna. Is it? Yeah, Belladonna.
Yeah.
I can't imagine they're going to play much of the John Bush era stuff with him singing.
Yeah, I'd be like, fuck, you're stupid.
Yeah, because they didn't really have any hits during
that
time.
They didn't. No.
Not, I mean, not that they had hits, but you know, popular stuff among their fans.
Right.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I wasn't a fan of that era of Anthrax. No. But anyway.
What's up with you?
I had an interesting experience, actually. Something I've not necessarily encountered before. And it was fucking bizarre. My wife and I went to see the new Avengers Infinity Wars movie.
Holy fuck.
Right? There's a bunch of big hype about this movie.
Let me start by saying I have no clue what any of this stuff's about, but I want to hear the story.
Well, I mean, you can't be under a complete rock. You know who the Avengers are, right? Some of them.
Dude, all I know is there's just a bunch of dudes fighting, right?
You know, there's like superhero, comic book superheroes.
I know there's superheroes, but I don't know who's a good guy or a bad guy anymore, dude.
Okay. Okay. That doesn't really matter. Okay. But the premise is like the Avengers, it's a Marvel comic book.
Right.
Right. They're all comic book characters.
Right.
Right. So essentially they're cartoon characters.
Okay.
Okay.
Cartoon characters.
And they've made a whole bunch of movies about these characters.
Right.
So within this whole Marvel universe thing, in the last few years, they've made, what they call Avengers movies, which is the group, the superhero group, right? But then they've also had individual movies that basically tell like the story of the individual superhero. Sometimes it's like how they became an Avenger, or how they became the superhero that they are, whatever the deal is, right?
Right.
So there's a shit ton of movies.
Okay. Yeah, I know there's a shit ton of movies. Is Iron Man one of them?
Yes, Iron Man.
Okay, I think Iron Man is the last Marvel movie I seen.
Which one?
The first
three
one.
Of them.
The first one.
The first one. Okay. Yeah. So that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the newest movie that's out, and I'll put it out there right now. This is potentially a spoiler alert because at some point I'm probably going to give away some of the shit that happens like at the end of the movie. If you're even interested in seeing the movie, I'm sure by now you already know what the fuck happens. So here's your spoiler alert, and that's the end of it. But we've seen all the movies or most of the movies, and you know we're excited to go see it when a new one comes out because we're into the story and the characters and that kind of thing.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So when we found out this one was coming out, it was like it came out on a Thursday, I think. And I think Wednesday night or something, my wife's like, hey, let's go see that movie this weekend. So I said, okay, get tickets now because the theater that we like to go to is a pretty popular theater and it sells out fast.
Right.
And they've changed this theater over now where they have less seats than they used to have.
Uh-huh.
But all the seats are these like big, comfy leather recliners.
Oh,
they're nice.
Oh.
The ticket prices aren't too bad, but the thing is that you have to select your seats. You can't just show up at the movie early and get good seats.
So do you go online and do it?
You go online or you can do it at the box office, but you got to pick your seats.
So
if you do it early, you get the better seats, obviously.
Right.
So we picked and we got pretty good seats. The only thing I don't like about that is I'm totally like, antisocial type person.
Right.
When I go to the movie theaters, near me, I don't like to fucking sit next to people.
Yeah.
Like, and beyond that, I'm fat. So if I sit in a fucking regular movie theater seat, there's no room for me and this motherfucker next to me.
Right,
so I always try to sit somewhere where there isn't going to be anybody next to me, right?
And this is like, is this a Thursday night or a Friday night?
Well, so we bought the tickets on Wednesday night, but we didn't go until Sunday.
Okay.
No, we went Saturday morning.
Jesus.
We went to an early show on Saturday. You get cheaper tickets and all that stuff.
Sold out?
But we knew it was going to be, right?
Uh-huh.
So when we bought the tickets, there were plenty of seats left. But where we bought tickets was like the second from the top row, right in the center. So I knew for sure somehow somebody was going to sit next to us, which is totally fine now that they have these bigger seats and it's more comfortable and everything, right? And so we're sitting there and I'm sneaky. My wife goes to the bathroom. I go online and try to buy tickets for this movie just so I can see what seats are available. And then I know whether or not somebody's sitting next to me.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, yeah, for sure. Somebody's sitting next to both of us. Right.
Uh-huh.
And that was totally expected. So these people show up and it's a family. It's a dad and a young boy. And then like a 15-year-old girl.
Are they?
And actually, I thought she was the mother at first.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't realize until later on that she was like a teenage girl.
Uh-huh.
But they sit down.
Were they dressed up as characters?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, okay. Not at all. They were dressed like normal people.
Okay.
So was everybody else there. this wasn't like the debut opening or crazy event or anything.
Okay.
But
and you've got fucking Iron Man to the left of you and fucking Wolverine to the right of you.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So no. That was all normal. But this girl sits down and she mows through a fucking pizza like it's going out of business. Like it's the last pizza she's ever going to have. She just fucking hammers this thing down.
Oh.
First of all, I was like, holy shit.
Is it during
the movie?
The movie hadn't
quite started yet. But I mean, she sat down and she already had a piece of pizza in her mouth when she fucking sat down.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, holy shit. I had to pull my arm away because I thought she might take a finger.
Fuck. Hot dog.
Like, oh, good Lord. She's like, ooh, bonus. Got a fucking hot dog with my pizza.
Right?
But we're sitting there. You know, everything's good, whatever. And the dad is sitting two seats down. So next to me to my left, it's the teenage girl, the young kid, the young boy, and then the dad. And so the previews start up, right? And there's all kinds of, you know, the previews obviously are sort of related to the movie. They're selling it to the audience that matches,
yeah,
right?
Right.
So there's like a new Star Wars, you know, knockoff or takeoff movie or something that's coming out. And the dad is over there making Wookiee noises.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah. As soon as the fucking preview for that movie started.
How does Wookiee noise sound? Dude,
we're sitting.
Give me your best Wookiee, dude. Give me your best Wookiee, dude.
Shit you not. We're sitting in the theater. The fucking lights go dark. The previews come on.
And
all I hear is... whatever the fucking some fucking
Chewbacca.
Like yeah
it's
yes.
Chewbacca okay
yes
it's Chewbacca some, a Wookiee
yes Chewbacca's a Wookiee so
is he a big
so,
Wookiee or because aren't Wookiees the little guy?
No, those are Ewoks.
Ewoks, Jesus fucking Christ.
Come on, get it together,
dude. I'm trying to stay together here, bro.
So this dude is just fucking outright
on
making
cloud
Wookiee
nine.
Noises, right?
Cloud
He's just
nine.
Fucking happier than shit.
Right. Boner,
you know,
fest.
And people in the theater are laughing. So I'm like, God damn it. That just encourages him to do it more.
Yeah, right.
Well, he doesn't do it anymore. But then another preview for something else comes on and he makes some other kind of fucking woo or some shit like that. And everybody laughed. And blah, blah, blah. I was like, ah, that's not funny. It's disruptive. Shut the fuck up. So we're going through this movie. It's like a 2-hour long fucking movie. Maybe even more than that.
Holy
we're getting
fuck.
Through this. It's a long movie. We're getting through it. It's a good movie. We're enjoying it. This dude, his fucking phone keeps going off.
Oh,
somebody's like said text messages,
dude,
or whatever the fuck it is,
dude.
But it's like, you know, chiming off. I'm like, what the fuck? And then the next thing I know, I'm in a dark theater. I'm in a comfortable fucking recliner seat. and I see this bright fucking light. These remind you, he's three seats over from me.
Right.
He's on his fucking phone with the fucking screen brightness turned all the way up, and he's looking at a white fucking page. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Dude.
He does that like three times throughout the movie, and I almost fucking lost it.
I would have fucking lost my... I would have shit in their popcorn fucking box, dude.
Oh, God damn it.
I don't know what it is. Okay. But I don't know what it is about that. Don't they put that on the fucking screen
now? Oh, no,
now?
They do. Well, like, see, turn they were your busy phone fucking, off. They were busy slurping up pizzas and fucking whatever the fuck
acting
else
like
while, that,
fucking
was, while that was happening. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, before any of those warnings
Wookie.
Came on. So I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, okay, I can get through this. We'll just finish watching the movie. It's almost over. And then it starts. The end of this movie is, I guess I'll use the word sad.
Why?
Right? There's fucking spoiler alert right here. There's an event that happens. The bad guy basically wins. And fucking superheroes start to disappear. Like, they just disintegrate and float off into the fucking, into the mist.
Into fucking superhero heaven?
Wherever the fuck it is that they're going.
Okay.
They just disappear and die, right?
Okay, wait a minute. So there's a bad guy in this movie that has the ability to vanish superheroes.
Well, to put it quite simply, then I guess yes.
Okay.
Without giving away way too much of the plot of the story,
okay.
Like he wins, you know, for this trial or whatever.
For this movie,
and,
so the next one you want to go see.
And because of what he essentially accomplished, it makes a certain number of the population disappear. And some of that population are what were superheroes, right?
Right.
So when that actually just before that happens, right? One of the Iron Man, fuck it. Iron Man gets fucking stabbed and we all think that he's dead.
He gets stabbed in the Iron Man heart?
Yeah, he gets stabbed in the kidneys or ribs or what fuck. He just gets stabbed and we all think that he's dead, right? Or he's dying.
He's done.
The fucking teenage girl next to me, mind you, she's like 15, starts crying.
What the fuck?
I hear
Chris.
And she's got her fucking, like, her sleeve pulled over her hand and she's rubbing her fucking nose with her sleeve.
Chris.
And she's fucking okay.
Dude,
this is happening.
Wait a minute. So you've got Chewbacca, you've got a teenage girl who's fucking crying that Iron Man got stabbed, right?
Yes.
Is mom like fucking Wonder Woman or something?
No. There was no mom there. It was just the three of them.
And what was the other kid doing? Was he like fucking?
I couldn't hear shit past the girl that was crying.
Probably jerking off.
Yeah, chances are.
Chances are that guy's jerking off.
So, but it kind of gets worse because very quickly after that whole scenario and situation, right? She's crying, oh my God, not Iron Man, you know, that kind of thing. And she's over there like whimpering like that, right? And fucking snot's got, snot here, snot's coming out her nose.
God,
and she's
Jesus
fucking, I mean,
fucking
she's legitimately like someone fucking killed her puppy. Right? That's how she's act. That's the reaction I'm hearing is like, Jesus Christ, somebody just told this girl that they killed her dog.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is
how
happening?
How close
right
were
now?
You just like turning around and saying, just shut the fuck up? You guys need
to
go eat a bag of fucking dicks right now because
I wanted to fucking look over and go, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, are you fucking serious? Iron Man is not dead. Please, you'll be okay.
Well, but it gets better. And like I said before, spoiler alert. Spider-Man fucking disappears. So Spider-Man's real name is Peter Parker.
Yeah,
right?
Peter. Yeah, Peter Parker.
Yeah. So as all these fucking, they're showing one by one, you know, this one disappears and that one disappears and they're going to these different scenes. They come to fucking Peter and Peter's, you know, Peter Parker, Spider-Man. And he's like, I don't want to. And she's next to me going, Peter, oh, Peter, oh, Peter, oh, Peter. I was like, oh, my God.
What the fuck.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
You have got to be fucking kidding me, Chris.
That's what I said. I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. This can't be for real. This can't be real. Am I on some fucking movie? I know. They're fucking comic book characters.
Okay, if you're so into these fucking comic book movies, haven't you read the comics yet? I'm sure this happened in a fucking comic book, right?
Well, okay, no, maybe not. I don't know because I've never read the comic books, but from what I do know about this is the movies don't necessarily follow the story of the comic
books. Well, that's pretty fucking stupid. I mean, fuck, you're making a movie about a comic book character. Why don't you make it about the comic book?
So I don't know if this is something that actually happened in the comic books or not. Besides that, it doesn't matter. This girl clearly, like,
got a loose fucking marble, clearly fucking
emotional about what was happening in this comic book character movie that she lost all control of her fucking senses and emotions.
Yeah.
Like, she was just hysterically crying the last fucking 15 to 20 minutes of the movie.
Jesus Christ, Chris. How did you not fucking throat punch her, dude?
I wanted to, but I was like,
What was Kristen saying? Was Kristen like, oh my God, is that girl all right?
Yeah, she just looked at me and she's like, what the f-? I looked at her and I was like, what the fuck?
Did Kristen look at you like, what a fucking pussy? Shut the fuck up. That's because if Tanya was at a movie, she'd look and be like, excuse me, can you shut the fuck up already? That's how Tanya is, you know? I'd be like, oh God, here we go. Here we go. Fuck. Pizza's flying.
Oh no, that shit was already gone.
Yeah.
That shit was long gone when this happened. No. Well, Kristen told me, she's like, I'll admit, I got a bit teary-eyed when Iron Man was stabbed and I thought he was dead. Like, I understand getting a little bit, like, tied up in the emotions of the movie, what's going on. Right. And, you know, obviously you're supposed to feel sad when the good guys, you know, something happens to the good guys. But, I mean, this girl, this was extreme. And I couldn't help but think, like, what the fuck is the this is our future.
Right.
These are the people who are going to be making decisions. Yeah. This chick's going to grow up to vote.
Right?
Right.
For fucking Bugs Bunny.
For Iron Man.
For Iron Man.
Oh, man. But I'm going to admit,
because I'm a Walking Dead fan, when fucking Carl, the fucking last, you know, episode 69 or whatever it was, when he got bit and he showed his, you know, he showed his dad, I got emotional because I'm a follower, you know, and I watched that shit. And dude, I mean, I was like, it's not like fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? It's more like, oh, fucking no way. You know, it's like, for a brief second, you get choked up because you followed this, you know, character for so long. Right. And I can understand, you know, that it's a false world and the shit ain't going to happen, but fucking.
Right. So watching a movie or watching a TV series or reading a book, right? It's intended to tell a story that creates emotion.
Right.
But there's like a point where you don't get hysterical.
No, fuck no, dude. I didn't lose any sleep over fucking Carl dying.
Yeah, I mean...
You know what I said? God damn, that was a good episode. Fucked up Carl, you know? Just, you know what I'm saying? It was like, yeah, I got choked up a little bit. Tanya cried. I was like, God, what are you crying for? Fucking Carl, he's so fucking cute. I love his long hair and his fucking, you know, his cowboy hat.
Oh, God. That's funny. But I was totally blown away. I've never encountered anything like that.
Yeah.
In a situation like that before.
I've encountered similar to that. Where I took my son to a fucking movie and these people fucking smuggled in a bunch of shit to eat, right? Because all you hear in the background is just rappers. You know what I'm saying? And they're eating Subway sandwiches. And, you know, at certain times in the movie where it gets bright and there's a lot of white light in the background or whatever, you can fucking see everybody. So I turned back, right? I'm like, fuck, that bitch is eating a fucking huge meatball sandwich, dude. And fucking me and my son look at each other. We're just like, fuck, couldn't you just like eat before? Can't you wait? So as the movie's going on, dude, the next thing I hear is this. And I'm like, what the fuck's that noise, dude? And I look back, dude, and she fucking opens up an oxygen tank and puts a mask on, dude. And for a split second, dude, I thought I saw Darth Vader, dude. I was like, what the fuck? Me and my son. Yeah, exactly. It's just her fucking hand cupped over her fucking face with, you know, the mask. And she's all. And I was like, dear Lord. You know, most of the time I'll go back and fucking tell them, hey, you know what? I need my money back. But sometimes they do it. Sometimes they don't.
We did. What the fuck did we went and saw something? I don't even remember what it was or specifically even what happened. But there was like a bunch of fucking just kids.
Yeah.
Like young teenage kids. And they were being fucking rowdy and stupid. And I think we said something to them.
Right.
Oh, no. Was it a. There was a woman. It was a fucking family. It was like a mom and some older kids and then like a younger kid. And she was talking on her phone in the theater.
Oh, hell no, dude. Hell no. You got to have theater etiquette, dude.
Yeah, and we fucking said something and she just kept fucking talking and I don't even remember specifically what all happened, but shit got kind of crazy. We fucking walked out and left and went and told them. We were like, you know what? There's a woman in there fucking talking on her phone. You guys aren't doing shit about it. We're fucking leaving. Yeah. We want our money back. And they gave it to us.
And fill my popcorn up real quick.
Yeah, fill my popcorn. I'm leaving.
And my fucking jug of soda, bitch.
But my thing is, what happens to these people that can't handle watching a fucking movie without getting that crazy ass emotional? Dude. What happens when the fucking zombies come?
Well, that shit's not real, dude. That shit's not going to happen, dude.
Oh, but it is.
It's, well, those are the only movies I can't, like I've said before, I can't watch scary movies because that shit's real. Like,
you can't watch scary movies because that shit could be real.
Well, yeah. Fucking,
but you'll
like,
watch zombie movies because this shit somehow zombies
that's
could never be real.
Dude. That's fucking entertainment, dude.
Oh, man, if I got some news for you, buddy.
Bullshit.
Zombies are real.
Well, fucking bring it then, because I've watched plenty of movies. I've played plenty of video games, and I'm fucking ready for this one, dude. I'm ready. Bring that shit. Even though it does kind of fucking scare me.
Zombie ants.
What?
Zombie ants.
The fuck's a zombie ant?
Exactly what it sounds like. It's a fucking zombified ant. It's an ant that isn't in control of his own fucking nervous system. Something else. A foreign body is controlling the ant. It's just like a zombie. So there's this fungus that specific ants can get. And when they get this fungus, it takes over their nervous system. And then the fucking fungus makes the ant climb up to the highest fucking point on some foliage, latch onto a leaf, and then it kills the ant. And when the body drops off the head, It sprouts a spore out of the fucking like a stem out of the fucking body of the ant, and then spreads spores out onto the ground, off of the leaf, off of the foliage, down onto all the other ants that are around down on the bottom. So then they all do the same thing. It just keeps going and going and going.
Wait, what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Zombies.
So, wait a minute, dude. So an ant eats a fungus.
An ant eats something with the fungus on it.
Okay, so this fungus is among us.
It's among the ant, yeah.
Okay. When the ant eats this fungus, he fucking climbs it. So does he still know what's going on when he climbs the top or no?
Not really, no.
So
it controls his entire nervous system. The fungus takes over.
So what makes him want him to go all the way to the top to the highest point?
The fungus.
The fungus tells him to do that?
The fungus basically controls him and says, you need to go all the way up. And then when you get there, you're going to bite down on something so that you stay here. And then I'm going to kill you. And then it kills it. And then after it kills it,
it mutates.
It pushes a stalk out of its body. And it spreads more spores out into the atmosphere around it, and they fall down on top of the other ants that are down below.
Where did you
and then they
see,
all,
where did you
and
see
then
this?
They all do this. Fuck, it's all over the internet, dude. It's not. It's this has been around for a while, actually.
So it's actually called a zombie ant.
The zombie ants. It's because it, I mean, exactly. What is a zombie, right? How does a zombie work in the zombie movies? You get bit. You get some sort of infection or some sort
right.
of, you know, some sort of thing. And then it fucking takes over your nervous system and controls your body as you die.
So this just happens among ants,
and,
right?
And then what does the zombie want to do? It wants to bite other fucking people to turn them into zombies, too.
So those things that sprout out into...
It's essentially the fucking version of a zombie biting another zombie, or biting a person, turning them into a zombie. It's spreading spores down onto all the other ants that are down below. Because when have you ever seen one fucking ant?
Right.
They're all, they travel together, right? So if there's an ant there and he got something fucked up and he got sick and he goes up to the top, there's going to be a bunch of ants fucking down below him.
Okay, so why are the ants below him saying, fucking Johnny just got fucked up. He's going to the top. I'm out of here.
Because ants aren't fucking smart enough to figure out what the hell's going on.
So this
like that.
Is a pretty fucking smart fungus then.
Exactly.
So what is this fungus?
I don't know. It's something that apparently only ants are susceptible to. And very specifically, only certain kinds of ants are susceptible to this specific fungus. I guess there's multiple types of this fungus. And each type is it can only affect certain kinds of ants. Carpenter ants is a big one of them.
But carpenter ants are fucking the normal. That's the normal ant, right?
No, that's just a regular ant. Carpenter ants are different kind of ants. I don't know fucking nothing about ants.
Well, fuck, you got me all fucking... I gotta know about this shit, dude.
My point is, if that kind of shit can happen in ants, it can happen to people.
Well... No.
Yes.
No, it's not going to happen to people. Dude.
Yes. Okay. And here's another premise
you know,
for you.
You want to know what's really funny? We're talking about this.
Maybe it isn't actual being a zombie, but what happens to a fucking dog when it gets rabies?
It gets rabies.
Yeah. What happens? What's the effect
he
of
goes,
rabies on
goes,
a dog?
It goes
right?
crazy.
It goes mad and just starts fucking destroying things and trying to bite and eat everything that it can, right?
Why are you trying to fucking scare me, Chris?
So if people can get rabies too... And as it is right now, rabies grows very slowly in a person. So you can go and get shots and treatments and stuff to counteract the rabies, and it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
But what happens when rabies mutates and then people get rabies and it happens much faster than we can control? And now you've got a bunch of fucking rabid people running around in the city.
So wait a minute.
Now you have essentially zombies, right?
What happens to a person when they get rabies? Do they go mad? Do people go mad when they get rabies? I've never seen a rabified fucking human being.
Yes, but it takes... The thing is, that in a human, it takes a long time.
So, but, do they have accounts of or, video of
that,
rabid
I don't know,
fucking
specifically.
Human?
I'm sure somebody had been sick and not fucking done anything about it, and that's how they know how long it takes, right?
I don't know, dude. You're trying to fucking scare me, dude, and I don't...
All I'm saying is it's possible. You're saying that you like zombie movies because it's not possible. And I'm saying that it is possible. It may not be what you see in the movies.
You know, I just...
But it's a version of and or something very similar to with similar effects is possible.
You know, it's really weird you talk about this right now because I just inventoried all my ammo. And cleaned like three of my main go-to fucking firearms. And it's really funny you talk about this because I was thinking like, yeah, I'm fucking ready. Yeah, fuck, come fuck with me. Now you got me fucking thinking I got to go buy more shit. I got to go buy more shit. I got to go buy more shit. Fucking ants and rabified fucking humans.
You better stock up on Raid and ammunition.
But come on, dude. You gotta admit fucking zombie movies are pretty fucking entertaining, though.
Oh, yeah. And so are horror movies.
No, that shit's fucking scary, dude.
Horror movies are entertaining. I like horror movies.
See, no, you just want to... I don't like to be scared. When I get scared, you know, shit happens.
It's hard to scare me.
Well, see, fucking...
I'm, like, desensitized to that shit.
Yeah, I don't know. You must like that shit, then, because that
shit... I do.
You see, that's what I'm saying. Whack job.
Okay.
No, I'm not believing this whole fucking zombie shit. I gotta have to fuck. I'm gonna have to do some research now.
Do some research. I'll put some links in the show notes. It's for real. This shit's for real. With the ants, this shit's for real.
I just, you know, I really hope that, because that's probably my fourth biggest fear now. Besides,
what are the first three?
Being eaten by a shark.
Well, that's easy to avoid.
I know.
If you don't go in the ocean, you'll never get eaten by a shark.
I know.
The chances of you getting eaten by a shark if you're not in the ocean are fucking astronomical.
Great. I live in Utah.
Like, in your favor.
I'm in Utah. Maybe that's why I'm in Utah. Drowning.
Again, stay out of the ocean.
Okay. And burning to death.
Okay.
And
I can't help you with that, because your chances of that are just as high pretty much anywhere.
Okay, but that sounds pretty painful, dude.
It does. Well, it doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
Okay, like the movies, when people are on fire, they're screaming and running out of control. I don't want to do that, dude.
The movies aren't real.
Well, you're scary movies.
Because in movies, you shoot somebody and they die. It doesn't work like that.
No,
in
scary movies... Okay, you have to be a fucking sick individual to fucking just think of sick shit like that, because sick shit like that has happened.
Right.
Most of all this shit that these scary movies are based off is like shit that could really happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
sick,
yeah.
Right?
Totally agree. So are zombie movies.
So,
totally based off
of
shit that could happen.
Okay, so a zombie movie. When was the last zombie fucking... Oh, fucking... there's a one guy in Florida that was eating that guy's face off because he was all fucked up on bath salts.
There you go.
Okay, well, we just stopped selling bath salts. We'll all be okay.
Yeah.
I
don't think it's that easy.
Dude, we are not... There are no zombies. Fucking movies up.
There aren't any currently, but there could be. There are zombie ants.
Yeah.
Probably
so
right
do the
now.
Zombie ants go and eat people, though?
No.
They just fuck up other ants, right?
Yes.
I got shit to worry about then.
It's the same shit, though.
So what are you saying? Like, fucking...
So I'm saying that next time you eat a mushroom, you better be careful. You don't want to climb on the roof.
Oh, fuck. Jesus fucking Christ. Hey, I'm going to tell you, I have had a mushroom before. And done some stupid shit.
Probably ended up on the roof of something.
Or on top of a car, one or the other.
Oh, man.
No, I don't believe it. There's no way. Zombie is great entertainment. It's the best entertainment. It's better than fucking Avengers. All these fucking... Okay, this is what I don't get about super fucking heroes.
Oh, no.
Why do we need so fucking many? If one can fucking do it, is there a superhero for each city? Is there a superhero for certain areas, like Western Hemisphere?
They each have a different special skill.
Yeah, but every time I see a fucking movie that has a superhero in it, it doesn't matter. He still fucking wins. That's the whole moral of the story.
Well, then apparently you need to watch the new Avengers movie because they don't fucking win.
Well, fuck, that sounds like a good one. Oh, fuck. Now, okay, look it. So, who are all the Avengers?
I can't even.
Is the Galaxy of the Stars, or what is it? The Galaxy of the Atmospheres guys? Or what are they? Guardians of the Galaxy?
About?
What is it?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Are they Marvel comic guys?
Yes.
See, it's just too weird for me, dude. Is the Hulk? Hulk is Marvel, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, he's an Avenger. If you're the fucking Hulk, you don't need anything else. You're the Hulk, dude. You see how high he can jump in those movies?
Oh.
Dude.
But he's beatable.
How?
He is beatable.
How?
Ask Thor. Thor beat him.
with what, a hammer?
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm going to tell you right now. If what would be your superhero name?
Oh, God. I don't have one. I'm not a superhero.
If I was a superhero, my superhero name would be Hammerhead.
Hammerhead?
Yeah.
I think there is one.
Is there really?
I'm envisioning like some sort of comic book character that looks like a hammerhead shark.
Really?
Why would it be Hammerhead?
Because
you're fucking afraid of sharks.
No, because, okay, you know how, who is it? Green Lantern has that ring and he can lift shit up and fucking, do you know, put that thing and it goes woo, 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 right? Well, my wiener would be a fucking hammerhead.
Oh, God.
And it would just punch out and fucking spike you right in the head. Hey, there goes Hammerhead. Watch it, bitch. Okay. You're going to get the hammerhead.
All right. If you say so.
Or the button.
The button.
They call me the button man.
Oh, God. You're already that superhero.
I don't. That, I am. I admit it already. I am the button man. Oh no, I'm not the muffin man. The button man.
Oh, wow.
I don't get it, dude. I don't get it.
Now I don't get it.
I don't understand what's going on with all that shit, dude. I've tried to watch one, and I was just like, no way. Fuck this. This is just too weird for me. I don't know what's going on. Do you watch them all when they come out?
Not when they came out. I mean, we took a little while to get caught up, but now that we're caught up.
I've watched Batman with Mike.
That's DC.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, fuck, they throw that out the window.
Yeah, out the window completely.
Yeah. I think I watched the first Iron Man, and that was it, dude.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great movie. It was a cool movie.
It was a good movie.
That was really good.
The next few. They did three of them, so.
There's a total of three of them?
There's three Iron Man movies.
But isn't he in all of them now?
Most of them.
Isn't he the leader? The ringleader?
I can't answer that, I guess.
Why?
He's not like by title, but by like just him being who he is.
By his actions, because he's Iron Man?
Essentially, just because he's a cocky asshole.
Because he's got a lot of money.
Right, well, just because he always wants to be in charge of everything.
Oh.
So.
Because what
he
is
puts
he
himself in those positions?
What is he called?
Tony Stark.
Tony Stark. I think it was John. Maybe I was thinking John Stockton.
That's John Wick. No,
oh,
that's a
John
that's
Wick.
Different
now
altogether.
That's a good movie.
That's completely different.
That's a fucking good movie.
Just because of the guns, right?
Fucking, that's a great movie. I've seen that movie. I haven't seen the second one yet. I plan on seeing the second one, but I mean that shit ain't real. But it's cool.
The second one's pretty good. It's just like the first one.
Guns and bullets and...
just nonstop.
Nonstop action. See, that's...
front to back.
See, now that's what a movie should be, dude. I don't want a fucking backstory. I don't want a fucking Easter egg hunt. I don't want to fucking wait for, you know, Hammerhead to come out for a special appearance. Fucking, you know what I'm saying? I just fucking... you know what? Good guy, bad guy, fuck him up, I'll fuck you up. End of story. Lots of guns, bullets, fires... explosions, fast cars, chicks. You know what I'm saying? All good. Great movie.
There you go.
There's or zombies. Fucking shit ton of zombies and a fuck a bunch of fucking guns. People running. That's fucking cool.
Oh God.
Although fucking that one fucking movie, what was it? World War Z? The World War Z movie?
I don't like that movie.
I fucking hated that movie. Because I read the book. Yeah. I read the book. And the book, they didn't do that story. They didn't do that book any justice with how they made that movie, I thought. Because the book had a lot of different chapters in it. And this wasn't even like really one of the like different sections. Like how would I say? It wasn't like a just like
cohesive story. It was just pieces of each chapter. Well, if you only got 2 hours to tell a story. The book has, you know. As long as it wants.
But I don't even remember
that
fucking chapter
of that
book. I was like, oh, what part of the book is this?
You had to make sure that fucking You had to make sure Brad Pitt was in every.
Yeah, it's like Brad Pitt running around. Well, fuck, great. Whoop-de-doo. Fuck. So what?
Yeah,
dude?
I didn't like that movie at all. Anyway.
Anyways, dude. Fucking Avengers.
Let's get some music.
You know, I feel sorry for that poor girl.
I feel sorry for the future of our existence with people like that in it.
Well, she's going to have to eventually have to find a job.
Her life's going to be fucking rough, I'll tell you that.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's going to be hard as fuck.
Fuck yeah. Imagine her wiping her ass.
She probably makes Wookiee sounds.
Calls her dad for toilet paper.
Come running in. I couldn't tell if you were gargling.
Her
fucking
ass probably
help.
Looks like a Wookiee, a big old fucking shitlock.
God damn it. Oh my God. All right, let's get into some
fucking
music. I can't handle this shit anymore.
Yeah. Fucking Avengers. God damn it.
In honor.
If they had zombie Avengers, I'd go watch it.
Oh, fuck. I hope that never happens. That poor girl will have to. She'll die in the theater.
Oh, God.
She'll just have a heart attack right there in the theater.
Right.
Okay. So, for my music.
So.
For my music this week, in honor of our upcoming concert, I picked three bands that'll be playing at this concert. I can't wait.
Yes.
So, band number one is Testament. Their newest album, Brother of the Snake. There's a song, I think it's the second to last song on the album. It's called Canna Business. And essentially, it's a fucking, it's a pretty badass song. I'll admit that the lyrics are maybe a little campy.
Is it like?
Definitely written to like, to be less of an entertaining song and more of a, I want to tell this story and I have the ability to.
Uh-huh.
So the song is basically about like the marijuana business.
Okay, I was going to say
the marijuana
industry
and the legalization of marijuana in a lot of states in the United States and his basically his approval that it's about fucking time.
Right.
But it's a cool song, you know. It's like I don't know. Like I said, it's kind of campy-ish, you know. The way the lyrics are done to make it basically fit like just the shit that he wanted to say.
Right.
But it's a cool song.
Right.
It's interesting. Check it out. My next song is Anthrax, who I'm super excited to see because I've never seen them live. I think I've said this before. I'm super excited that the, I guess you can't really call him the original singer because he isn't the original singer, but right. The original well-known singer that did most of their albums and their early stuff.
Well, the original singer, Joey, I think, only did like one album with them.
One, I think. Yeah,
yeah,
I think
album.
So.
The first one.
So the original singer most people know of, Joey, is back in the band. They've done, I think, two albums with him now.
Yeah.
And this is their newest album, For All Kings, which is, I think, a great album. It's got that good, you know, old Anthrax sound that I like, and his voice is fucking killer. But the song is called Blood Eagle Wings, which is fucking pretty badass.
You know, I have not listened. I listened to these bands. I have not listened to any of these bands' new stuff. I am like fucking forever like embedded in their old shit. I love their old shit too.
For sure.
The Slayer album I just listened to because I've been wanting to prep myself for what mainly they're going to play. You know, I'm sure they're going to play most of their stuff on that album. And they're fucking all the throwback stuff too, but I really wanted to get familiar with that. And I'm going to have to listen to the Testament and the Anthrax one. Even fucking Lamb of God has a new one out too.
Yeah, that Testament album is pretty good. The new Testament album, the new Anthrax album is really good. The new Lamb of God album is good. I like the new Slayer album. I know you talked about it. Well, to go back to my Anthrax song first, Blood Eagle Wings. I don't know why, but I like it. Maybe this goes to my fucking horror movie fetish, but I love any song that references Blood Eagle. Blood Eagle is a Viking thing where they fucking would take people and they would like, you know, beat them in the battlefield and capture them or whatever. Uh-huh. And they would put them on a spike and then they would break their ribs at the rear, their back ribs. They would break them all and then split them open while they're still alive and put them up on these fucking spikes. So they're hanging out there for days, dehydrated and dying but they're still alive with their fucking rib cages ripped open, and the fucking vultures and crows and everything are coming inside and fucking eating their intestines and their innards.
Dude, that is just fucked up, dude. It's
fucking badass.
So where, how the fuck did you learn this shit, dude? Did you watch this in a movie?
No, it's history.
Oh, God, dude. That sounds fucking brutal, dude.
It's called the Blood Eagle.
Dude, if I lived in those days, it's like, no, fuck, you're either fucking killing me or fucking I'm killing myself.
Well, that's how they would kill you, and you wouldn't be able to kill yourself.
I'm dying in battle because fucking ain't nobody ripping my shit apart and fucking birds eating me, dude. I'll
fucking fall on a sword before I
I'll eat a sword.
So anyway, Blood Eagle Wings, fucking killer song.
Jesus Christ,
literally killer song.
Fuck.
But it beyond what it's about, it's a good song.
Right.
It's a good Anthrax song.
So are they singing about that shit?
Yeah.
No shit.
I mean, he just says it like that's what they did. But yeah, it's a good song.
So I'm just wondering. Have you, like, because on Spotify, when you go on, because I went to Anthrax and I went through all their albums and I was like, oh, which album do I want to do? But they've got, like, a fucking bio of them. And then they have, like, pictures of them, right? And I went, I was looking at pictures of them in, like, their early days, like, in, the, like, I think it was 85, maybe even 84.
Yeah.
Like, when they first got together, dude. And then, you know, that's back in the Ramon days where everybody's wearing the fucking, the Levi jackets and the fucking Converse and the tight jeans and stuff. But, dude, they look like a fucking, an Italian fucking, like, heavy metal, like, the total Italian heavy metal band, dude.
Because they are.
Yeah, I know, but it's just funny to see them when they're all, you know, all together at,
wearing
in 85
and fucking skinny
jeans. Yeah, skinny jeans with skateboards.
Skinny tore up Levi's with skateboards.
Whitewashed
and fucking,
jeans and fucking CBGB tank top, like 80s tank. Dude, I was fucking laughing my ass off. But it's great. I mean, those are.
Because that's who they are.
Yeah,
right? They're fucking New York East Coast band. They're all fucking a bunch of Italians.
Exactly. But it's funny to see them because they got bangs, you know. And fucking, they look like poodles almost, dude. Like a fucking, you know what I'm saying? But with the cliff chin and the fucking, you know, just the just total fucking, just like, God damn, dude, it looks like a the fucking heavy metal mob.
That's too funny. So my third song is obviously a Slayer song. It's off their new album Repentless, and the song is called Vices.
Right.
And now you had mentioned, I think a couple weeks ago, you picked a song off this album.
Right.
And you had said you liked that song, but you really kind of didn't weren't into the rest of it. I really like this album. I'm actually into this album.
It wasn't that I wasn't into the
Right, but you kind of said it didn't really sound like
it.
It wasn't what you remember.
My Slayer experience. And like I said, the distortion that they were using sounded really saturated and almost kind of fucking, what's the word I'm looking for? It didn't sound, you know, like a Marshall tube. You know what I'm saying? It sounded more of like a made up distortion as far as like, you know, process distortion. You know what I'm saying?
So something interesting, I actually watched a documentary about them making this album.
Uh-huh.
And this is the first album that they've made without Jeff Hanneman.
Uh-huh. Right.
And he wrote a lot of their stuff.
Exactly.
So this one, actually, most of the album was written by Kerry King.
Really?
Yeah. So his stuff, and Tom Araya said that like his lyrics and what his songs are about tend to be more like political or religious. And his riffs are very different than the stuff that Jeff Hanneman would have written. So that this album reflects that. I guess there are a few songs on it that were like leftover stuff that they had done with Jeff from the last album that they didn't use. But for the majority of it, it was like, I guess it was a lot of it was written by Kerry King. And also they have a new guitarist, obviously replacing Jeff.
He's good.
And they have a different drummer back in the band. I forget his name, but he's a guy who was, I guess, in the band before, and then he left, and somebody else came back, and he left, and back, and whatever. I guess he's been in and out of the band like three times. But yeah, so this album should be somewhat different than some of their other stuff just because it was written by different people.
Right on.
So it's kind of cool. I think it's a good album. It's a good Slayer album. I enjoy it. There's some stuff that I'm like, you know, it's kind of the same deal with the lyrics where he's just yelling like poetry that somebody fucking wrote down that isn't really.
But that's Slayer.
It doesn't sound like it was really written to be a song.
Right.
Like it was written just because these are the words that I want to write down. And then that guy's just going to scream it while I play guitar.
Right.
And to a certain extent, yes, that is Slayer. But some of it just kind of sticks out as like that doesn't really fit together like I think it should.
I know which song you're talking about. I remember Vices, it's towards the end of the album, right?
I think it's kind of in the middle. Mm. But I like Vices. Vices is a cool song. It's well, again, plays to my fucking horror movie weirdo shit. But
what the fuck's this about now, dude? See, so that's why I don't get into lyrics, dude, because it fucking scares the shit out of me. But what the fuck does Vices mean?
So Vices is like, what's your vice? Like gambling, fucking. So it's like about being in business and being fucking. It's about like violence. Like people get addicted to violence.
Uh-huh.
So basically he says fucking, you know, let's get violent. Or he says, you know, violence, fucking some violence is addictive. I forget exactly the lyrics. But ultimately then he just screams, let's get high. Oh, violence is a drug. That's what he says. He says, violence is a drug, and then he just screams, let's get high, like fucking let's get violent, like just brutal fucking tear shit apart. It's aggressive. It's Anthrax. I mean, it's Slayer.
Yeah.
It's aggressive shit, and this fucking song plays exactly into the, you know, the image of Slayer,
right.
So I think it's a great song, but those are my three.
Those are, now I got to go and fucking listen to these other, the new Anthrax, the New Testament. I don't know what it is. Like lately, I just not into metal. Like just, man, I don't know why. But
yeah, I mean, I'm the same thing. Like you and I have both been kind of playing with the blues thing,
exactly.
You know, exploring that, and then this concert is coming up, so I'm like, I gotta get into this.
Exactly.
Gotta get into this. So I actually put together a playlist, and I took like the last two albums from every band and put them in a playlist, and I've just been fucking throwing it on shuffle and just playing it over and over.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I have to do that. Doing that.
It's working for me.
So my first song is Trial by Fire by Testament off the New Order album. I'm not sure if this was like their first album because they probably might have done something before
this. An early album.
I think this is like 88, maybe 87. But I believe they had a video for this on MTV Trial by Fire on Headbangers Ball. But the reason why I like this song so much is because the solo in the beginning of it, Jesus, I forget his name.
Alex Skolnick.
Skolnick. Jeez, I wanted to say Schecter. Alex Skolnick.
Schecter. Yeah, he might play a Schecter.
Yeah, he
played.
He was like one of my favorite guitar players until he went off in his weird ass tangent
that fucking jazz shit that he did.
The jazz
Holy
metal
crap,
he was doing.
That stuff's weird.
Yeah. I was just like, okay, this guy's just too smart for me. I don't understand it. But this album, it was one of the great thrash albums, I think, when thrash was making its uprise. And this, I mean, same time as Anthrax and, you know, all the other.
Yeah.
And I don't like when people think of like late 80s, they think, oh, Megadeth, Metallica and fucking
the big four.
Yeah, the big four.
Anthrax, Slayer, Megadeth and Metallica.
But I don't.
There's so much more than that.
Yeah, you know.
That came up at the same time.
And
I don't think
Anthrax is in that same category because they were so, they were kind of goofy too at the same time when they started making their third or fourth album. Like Persistence of Time, I think it was.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a great album. After that album, they did that
Attack of the Killer Bees.
Yeah, but they did the whole Run DMC thing after that, didn't they?
No, that wasn't Run DMC. That was fucking Public Enemy.
Public Enemy, yeah. Well, they're all the same. But
it was Aerosmith did the Run DMC thing.
Yeah, that's right. The hated Aerosmith.
Yeah.
But this, I think these are one of the, this is one of the greatest thrash bands. I consider them thrash.
I love Testament.
I don't think they're metal. They're in the category, but I consider them a thrash band. And
I think to me, like if you look at mid 80s to mid 90s, I feel like it's hard to separate kind of metal and thrash.
Right.
It's a little more blurred lines.
Exactly. But,
and I think when you get later, there's more separation between metal and right. what was thrash.
Yeah.
Right? Because there, I mean, there are there any new thrash bands or newer thrash bands? Like, it kind of dies with these guys.
Well, exactly. I mean,
I think that at that point, Alec, that's where it sort of just became metal.
Exactly. But that's where, you know, it really took a turn, right? The late 80s, when the whole death metal scene was getting really popular, and Death, the actual band Death, came out, and he started doing his thing. It all started turning around, dude. Like, all that, all these, you know, it almost turned, like, metal turned into, like, glam, you know? And it was just,
well, it did,
it was
yeah.
just metal, and now you've got this hardcore, harder, more... It's right. evil. It's like
you move to more opposite ends of the spectrum exactly. rather than having that sort
exactly.
of middle ground
exactly.
where thrash and metal kind of cross
exactly.
over. Now you have fucking what people are calling heavy metal, but it's actually Poison.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And then
you
have fucking death metal on the opposite end of that.
Today, while I'm cleaning my guns, it's so funny you say that, right? Because on Spotify, I went to the rock section, like the rock category, and so it said rock, and it's got all these, you know, different subcategories where it's like rock anthem, 90s, blah blah blah. So the first category, it said rock, and I was like, I want to listen to rock, like rock, right?
Like AC/DC.
Yeah, like that's what I consider rock, you know? That's
yeah.
rock music. So I go in, and there's a song, it's the first song, right? And it's a fucking rap, like rap song, dude. I'm like, what the fuck is this, dude? Here, I'm gonna fucking, let me pull it's fucking, what the fuck was it, dude? I don't know who this fucking guy was. I was like, this isn't rock. And then I could read all, like, this guy's named Youngblood. I don't know if you've ever heard of this guy, Youngblood.
No.
Like, this is the rock category fucking band names. These are the artists, bro. Shinedown, which I can give them a fucking rock category.
Okay.
Youngblood.
Never heard of
Cleopatrick.
Oh god.
Grandson. These are band names, dude.
What the fuck?
Arrested Youth, you've heard of them. Pop Evil, you've heard of them. I'm yeah. pretty sure. Bad Wolves. Royal Blood.
What the fuck?
Muse. The Killers. The Killers is rock?
You know,
Jimmy Eat World, I could consider him maybe fucking.
So if it isn't, then what is it?
I call it indie rock, maybe.
Well, so that's a subgenre, yeah,
exactly.
Right?
But dude,
so
okay,
not
so
really breaking it
so
down.
So then,
that far.
So then,
I mean, I would consider the Killers to be somewhat of a rock band, a type of rock band. So indie rock, pop rock.
So, but then listen to this. Okay, so there's another subcategory. It's called rock anthems. So I go to rock anthems, right?
Bon Jovi.
No, dude. So I was greatly surprised that this is a great playlist. First song, Whole Lot of Love, Led Zeppelin. Boom, sold. Put it on, bro.
Okay. All right.
Fucking.
I'm in.
AC/DC, Jimi Hendrix, The Clash, Rolling Stones, David Bowie, Guns N' Roses,
perfect.
Queen, the fucking hated Aerosmith, The Animals, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Eagles, Creedence, Dire Straits, ZZ Top. I mean, just. That's rock,
right.
Dude. I'm like, yeah, this is fucking rock. They even got Fleetwood Mac in here, dude, you know?
I don't like Fleetwood
Janis Mac. Joplin, Derek and the Dominoes, Pink Floyd, Stevie Nicks, Black Sabbath, Creed. I mean, I was pretty disappointed because I love rock and roll. Rock and roll is, you know, rock and roll, dude. But to hear this fucking guy rapping, I was like, what the fuck? You got to be fucking kidding me, dude. I don't know.
Sometimes I wonder how they come up with
those categories, or
who, what fucking 22-year-old is making that
shit,
right?
Dude, fucking, dude, I'd have to be high as fuck to want to listen to that shit, dude. I mean, fucking, I was just like, you got to be fucking, not a fucking creative bone. I mean, okay, cool, you write some great lyrics, whatever, but fuck, dude, come on, man. Jesus. Fucking pick up an instrument, learn how to fucking play it, and then fucking come back to me. You know what I'm saying? My second song, For Your Malice, Lamb of God, on the As the Palaces Burn. I love this album. It's like one of my favorite fucking Lamb of God albums. This song isn't really like a Like most of their stuff is real groovy metal riffs with heavy backbeat drumming. I mean, that band's based off their drummer.
Right.
But for some reason, this song is it's really chimey. It's not like thick beginning riff. It's really chimey, and it hooked me when I first heard it. I was like, "What the fuck? What the fuck's going on?" You know, when you're like, you're not expecting it, and it's like, "What the fuck?" And then it gets hard, and then everything just flows. I used to work out to this song actually, and it fucking used to pump the fuck out of me, dude.
Nice.
It's one of those songs where it's just like, yeah, motherfucker.
I'm sure I've heard it. I just don't know it by name.
If you've heard
I'll
it,
have to check it
if
out.
You've heard it, you'll know when
I'm sure I've heard it. And like I said, I don't know my name.
One of my fucking favorite, my third song, one of my all-time Anthrax fucking songs, because I think Joey Belladonna fucking sings this song fucking bitching. It's the greatest story about a dude in the fucking law enforcement. I do know these lyrics, by the way. When the song is on, I couldn't spit them out right now.
Right.
But it's I Am the Law by Anthrax on the Among the Living album. And I think it's like one of their, I think that's their turnaround album. They had their first album, and I think Among the Living came out after that. What was the first one? Something like Hardwire or something like, what the fuck was it?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
This
is a great album. Among the Living is an awesome album.
It's fucking just.
Yeah, I Am the Law is a killer song. Yeah,
dude. It's just fucking the riffs, fucking name that. It's just one of those groovy songs where it's like when you hear it, it's like you want to fucking chant it. You know, you're just, I am the law. You know,
no,
so
it
like,
even kind of has that feel to it.
Does.
I don't know if maybe there's like backup singers, like they're all singing
it,
but it does have
the I am the law.
Yeah.
It's just fucking one of those fucking songs.
No, this song's fucking
you
awesome.
Can totally get behind it and just. Start some chaos with this fucking song.
I love their lyrics on some of their
Earlier shit, dude. Fucking love it.
There's a fucking early song. It might even be on this album, I think. And I can't remember the name of the song right now, but the lyric I will never forget. It's basically the song is about like an idiot and fucking, and the lyric is talking to you is like clapping with one hand. It's the greatest fucking lyric ever.
Yeah, that's
because I know so many people like that.
I fucking right. A one-legged sprinter, right?
Yeah.
This album, actually, when I went to night school, me and my buddy used to fucking jam this fucking album, fucking while we were we'd drink on the way to night school and fucking drink on the way home. But this was like one of our fucking. I think we had the fucking cassette still of this one.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think fucking we didn't even have the CD of this one yet. We're fucking cassette fucking.
No, I had all that early Anthrax shit on cassette.
Yeah.
I mean, most of it was fucking bootleg.
Yeah.
It was copied because somebody else had it.
Right.
Yeah, we just copy it over and fucking wear that shit out.
What I'm trying to think of their first fucking album, dude.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. So, anyway. Yeah, fucking next week.
Next week,
when this comes out tomorrow.
Yeah. It's
so I think we're going to do a podcast episode the day after the show, right?
Yeah.
So we're all going to have no voices.
Oh, dude. I
can't wait.
I think my neck's going to I'm probably going to fucking have a kinked fucking neck and a fucking
we'll all have ice packs and fucking ibuprofen bottles.
I'll probably be drooling during the fucking podcast because I'll be all fucked up on something.
Oh man,
spreading the disease. 85. That's and it's a fucking badass album cover. It's like a dude on a table. God damn, dude, that was a fucking good time, dude.
Yep, all of it.
Yeah.
Killer. Love it. Can't
good
wait.
Shit, dude.
The only band that I'm not looking forward to seeing is Behemoth.
Oh, I'm not even, dude.
I'm not into their stuff really.
Aren't they
all.
Like a Viking band?
No, they're a fucking Satanist band.
I don't know.
All their songs are about fucking worshiping Satan.
Yeah, dude, that shit's old, dude. like it.
Which is kind of cool because that means there's going to be a bunch of crazy.
Oh, there's like, going to be a bunch of freaks there, dude. White-faced freaks.
No. I'm talking about the parking lot.
Oh.
There's going to be a bunch of protesters, and those are always
fun.
Oh,
yeah. Dude, well, if there are protesters, I'm interviewing one of them, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Look out for that. Yeah. So if we see protesters, we're going to try to interview one of them and find out how crazy they are.
So, dude, we need to come up with a protester list questionnaire, dude.
Okay. That's easy.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Well, I think that's episode 54.
Yeah.
We're out of here. If we make it through the concert, then we will be on episode 55, and everything will be good.
Yes, sir.
So, cool. Check us out. Head over to unrestrictedpodcast.com. All of our episodes are posted up there. And we always put in if you're interested in the music that we talk about at the end of the show, I always put in a YouTube playlist of all the songs that we talk about for each episode. So you can check all those songs out. And sometimes, like if there's websites or whatever, like this one with the zombie ant thing, I'll put up some links to some of the reference material that I saw or some of the websites that I saw that had information about that. And unfortunately, I didn't get a picture of the crying girl, so I can't put that up there, but I would if I could. But yeah, so check that out. You can also...
Iron Man fucking died.
You can also head over to Unrestricted Podcast on Instagram. And you can shoot us a message over there and let us know what you think. We post up all of our episodes over there and any other bullshit that we're getting into. So shoot us a message over there. Tell us what you think of what we got going on. And that's our show. I'm out of here. Peace.